Welcome, welcome, everybody, to Before Your Sign. This is your host, Anthony Buck. This is our pilot podcast. So welcome, everybody. Basically, the goals of these podcasts are just to educate people and basically provide them with the information and the clarity as to what we do here in the financial services business so that they can make the best decision for themselves moving forward. So we're going to be launching a series of different episodes that kind of focus on different topics, things that we, you know, focus on in the industry in terms of insurance and dollars and business tax strategy. So kind of a jack of all trades here, but I wanted to welcome everybody to the show here. If I do sound nervous, it's my first one, so I do apologize for you. But today, we're going to be focusing on what we like to call our Profit Guard Plus. And this is going to be a business tax strategy that helps lower payroll taxes that basically anybody can qualify for as long as you have W-2 payroll and as long as you meet a couple of very minimal essential requirements like offering health benefits and basically having employees that work full time. So one of the questions we like to ask is, can a small business lower payroll taxes and help employees keep their health coverage at the same time? The answer is yes, but in 2026, small business health premiums rose about 11%, and the average employer now spends over $17,000 per employee on coverage. On top of that, the enhanced ACA subsidies that help many workers afford their own plans expired at the end of 2025. So employees are feeling that squeeze too. And one tool that a business owner can look into is what's called a Profit Guard Plus or a Section 125 plan paired with a reimbursement program. So when this is done right, it lets employees run part of their pay through a pre-tax plan for qualified medical costs. That lowers the wages that FICA are charged on. So the employer saves about 7.65% in payroll tax on that amount, which is roughly about $90 per employee per month in a common example. So the employee will take home a little bit more on their paycheck. They'll keep their existing major medical insurance, which, by the way, this isn't a replacement for their health plan. It actually sits on top of it. So the Section 125, a lot of folks know what that is, especially if you got, you know, a health insurance broker you're working with, CPAs, tax strategists, they all know what this is. And it's not the code itself. It's how we structure our program to work alongside of Section 125, along with a slew of other different IRS tax codes. And by the way, for full disclosure, we have been audited before, ERISA audited, IRS audited. Never had an issue, never had a complaint. Everything that we're doing is legit. The business that we work with has pioneered this strategy. So our job is just to kind of explain how it works and basically educate business owners on how they can lower their taxable liability and how they can, you know, offer some supplemental benefits to their employees for no additional cost. So kind of a no-brainer. But anyway, what this does, this sits on top of your Section 125, as I mentioned, and it only really works when it's set up with a written plan document and run to the IRS rules. So that's why we do it. You know, we have a professional that's been doing this for about a decade or longer. If you own a business with a team and your benefit costs just jump, it's worth a 15-minute conversation. You reach out to me or one of my associates, and we'd walk you through how the program works. We do all the heavy lifting. We do all the carrying of all the paperwork and the back office stuff. So it's very low lift for your HR department. We know businesses are always busy, so we want to take off as much of that burden from them as possible. So if you own a small business, you know, you've probably already felt this. The insurance renewal came in and the number went up. You're not imagining it, but for 2026, the premiums climbed, you know, again, around 11%. And here's the thing that kind of makes it worse. A lot of people used to lean on Marketplace and those extra subsidies that made individual health care affordable, but those enhanced subsidies expired at the end of 2025. So we're going to walk you through one thing that actually you know, works. And again, this isn't a sales pitch. It's just how it works. So you can decide if it is worth the conversation. But most owners think that they only have two moves when benefit costs go up. They either eat the cost or they pass it to the team. Both hurt the business or the employee. Your margin shrinks, you pass it on, and your best people start looking around at other job opportunities. But there is a third door that people have never really heard about or had explained to them. It doesn't cut your coverage, doesn't cut your cost to your employees that their take-home pay. It just becomes a part of the code that's been around for years. Most people just never set it up or have ever heard of it. So again, Section 125 paired with a bunch of other tax codes like 105, 106, 1.105-11. Don't want to get into too much of the jargon with the tax codes, but that's what we go over on our consultations. But basically, there's one thing that we want to point out because you're going to hear a lot of noise about these plans. It only works when it's done right. It needs a real written plan document that has to follow those IRS rules on what counts as a qualified medical expense. And there are people out there, there's promoters who oversell these and they cut corners. It's called double dipping. The IRS, they've warned exactly about it. So this isn't a do-it-yourself, download a template deal. This isn't an Ask Claude or ChatGPT how to set this up. You need to trust a professional to do it. So why do I bring this up now? Well, because timing is the whole thing. Costs are going up. They just went up. They're going to continue to go up year after year. And most owners are about to either just eat that increase or they're just going to pass it off to their employees. So if you're an owner with a team and your benefit costs just went up, here's what I'd do. I'd sit down for about, 15 to 30 minutes. We'd go over basically what it would actually look like for your business. We'd run with real numbers, your headcount, your payroll, show you what the savings would look like for your business, specifically for you, not a guess, not anybody else's numbers, not averages, your numbers. Basically, our consultation doesn't cost anything. We just want to provide the information, but we show you the strategy. We show you how it works. We kind of educate you on what the program offers. And then basically we do all the lifting on the back end. The only thing that you're really responsible for is getting us a consensus or a payroll statement. So we usually work with HR or benefits for that. Or if you work with a staffing company or a payroll service company, a PEO, those are great connections. We can basically bypass any of the lifting for you. But that's all for today. We just wanted to kind of go over the Profit Guard Plus and just kind of open it up with a very light and brief episode. There's going to be a lot more detail that we kind of crack open when it comes to the specific programs. And by programs, I don't just mean this. I'm talking about all of the things that we do here at 10 Point Financial Group. So I thank you much for everything. Stay tuned. And then as time goes on, as we get some feedback and as we get some more questions coming in from our audience, we'll probably start to extend these as time goes on.